NAWRO monitoring statewide one.
KEAWUO statewide one.
KJ.
So, like, I'm on the list for 7.
Oh, I didn't get any of that. NAWRO, KCKJO, Timmy out there. KCKJO. KCKJO.
KYNU monitoring statewide one.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha 3, monitoring statewide 1. Monitoring.
KEAFPW, monitoring statewide 1.
Monitoring statewide 1, KE8LAX.
KE8LAX, KCAKGO, how you doing, Dean?
Hey, Tom, I'm doing all right. Just heading back past Gibraltar right now on 94. Just took the kid down to Sterling Heights to do more photos for graduation.
Oh, okay. Melissa and I just got done with Leo's Coney Island. We couldn't figure out where to eat after good old days and then ended up going to Leo's and got full on half a meal. Lordy.
Very nice. Is there a Leo's in Richmond? I know there's one in Chesterfield. Yep, I pass it, you know, 5 times a day, every day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right, because you work by Rachel. I get it. Where do you live at? You said you live in Chesterfield and you're Baltimore. Which one?
I live in New Haven, basically 27 Gratiot, but the shop is next to Big Spar on Gratiot in Chesterfield.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind. That's right, I forgot you lived at 27 and, yeah, we're going to be passed by there shortly, sir.
How is the traffic getting down to and parking for good old days? I know when we were talking about it the other day, I believe it was your daughter saying she had a friend or something that you guys could park at.
No, that was her boyfriend, and that was strictly for her. He lives in the apartment complex off of Beebe Street. So she had a permit to park there during good old days. No, we went over to NAWRO, Tim's place, and met up with him and WHBD, Wally and his wife, and I'll kick back that a relative of Tim's who was like 4 houses down.
Sounds like a good time in executive parking to me.
Yeah. Yeah, executive parking. I guess that's what you want to call it. We went in, I mean, the street was blocked off, but when I said they were going to a friend's house, they asked where. I gave them the address. Is that going to be a way to this? I'm like, no. So they're going to be right, you know, right there in his driveway. So they let us down there. We parked right across from his house, and Wally was 4 cars ahead of us, you know, on the same side. So we just walked down to his truck with his wife and grandkids, and met up over at Tim's shortly, and then we went down and saw the parade, came back, hung out with Tim's house for a bit, and then went out to eat, and then Melissa and I went out to eat.
Very nice. Yeah, I'll have to make good old days a next year thing. I just wasn't able to find the time to get out there.
Yeah, just a little tidbit of information that Richmond Good Old Days parade on Sunday is the second largest parade in the state of Michigan. The first one, of course, is the Woodward Thanksgiving Day Parade, but Richmond Good Old Days is number 2 in the state.
I did not know that. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, there were like, I'm going to say between 10 and 15 high school bands in it, and it was just, those bands were there invitation only. You know, so when the bands get picked to play in the Good Old Days Parade, it's like an honor. It's like playing at the Woodward Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, it's a feather in their cap, I should say. KC at KJL?
K-E-8-L-A-S. I used to like going to the one in New Baltimore. I forget which parade it is, but I like they always bring the fire trucks down, and if you stand in the blast zone, they'll actually hit you with the cannon on the fire truck. So that was always fun. Now that I've gotten older, I don't usually stand in the blast zone, but it's still fun to watch.
Well, next year you got to bring the kiddos.
Okay, do you remember who I was, the member I was talking to about building the antennas? The older gentleman that likes to build the antennas?
That is Mike, N-A-P-D-Z.
I appreciate it. if he's on, what do you call it? If he's on the Discord, I'll probably send him a message and try to get those plans from him and try to build me a decent dipole for the top of the house.
Hey, DDZ.
The devil. Hello, Mike. JC, KGO, and you got EWX here. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, fellas. Yeah, I'm working on the Go Kits and just monitoring and just listening and heard you mention my name. So, yeah, I thank you, Dean, for the reminder, because I meant to send that last night and totally forgot. Apologize. I will send that to you tonight for sure. Just watch your email. I'll send it. If you don't get it, it's because something happened with the email. Put me back and say, hey, I did not get it. Over.
Oh, not a problem. No. I have to go on the bill.
I have a quick question for Tom.
KJKGO. Go ahead and talk amongst yourself until I get back.
All right, yeah. I will send that to you, and we'll get it taken care of. I am not able to do a lot of talking because, like I said, I'm working on these Go Kits, and right now what I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of soldering and, joining wires together. So I need both hands. So I'm gonna stand by and just continue to listen and enjoy the conversations that I hear and say 73 to you. And he'll be back in just a minute to talk to you. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu.
Okay, I'm back. Have fun, Mike. 73 for now. I know it's like needing three hands to solder, believe me. I mean, you're both with that one. Go ahead, Gene, KKK deal.
Calling, this is KEALAX. You don't want to talk to me. Nothing heard. KEALAX monitor.
KEALAX, KKK deal. Yeah, I'll say 73 on your final. My battery's about to die, and I'm going to go in the Kroger and get some stuff. We'll talk on another time. KJ Kitchville.
KE8FGW, Mountain, Statewide 1.
Wonderful.
KE8FJW, are you still out there? This is KF8EDQ.
Yeah, I'm still here, KE8FKW.
Yeah, roger that. I was just wanting to check if you're still out there. The name is Mike up here. I'm, coming in off a hot spot at the moment. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. Yeah, way up here in the Sioux Saint Marie, but you've probably seen it. But there you go. Yeah, name here's Brad, and yeah, we're doing good. It was a kind of a rainy day, that's for sure. It rained on and off all day, and this evening has turned out to be nice, so hopefully it doesn't rain any tomorrow. So looks like there's 10% chance. So just looking at the weather and watching the YouTube video. But anyways, how are you doing?
Yeah, roger that. It's a pretty, I didn't rain at all here near me. I'm down here in Saginaw. I've been outside most of the day, but it's clear now. It's about 60 degrees and cooling. I think the low is going to be around 44 or so. and then it's going to warm up later on this week. But, yeah, I just heard you. I wanted to, shout out. And I volunteered at the local animal shelter and then walked some dogs this morning and yesterday morning. And I'm in the process of working on my first HF rig. Did you do anything interesting this weekend?
Oh, yeah, my whole weekend was interesting. So, Friday, we went up to drop the kit, my parents, and my wife and I went over to Marquette Saturday afternoon. It was the UP Beer Festival. That's where we were from about noon till 6. So we were at the beer festival having a good time. That's what we did this weekend.
Very cool, yeah. Festivals are always an interesting time, and it can be very entertaining. And how many vendors were there?
Oh, the little park that they do it in, it was filled. So they had a lot of beer vendors, that's for sure. They had a few food vendors, too, so that's good.
Yeah, Roger that. Did you have a favorite vendor, or do you have, like, a favorite brewery, or were they there as well? What do you drink normally?
Well, actually, I like going around and just trying the ones that the most people go by their names, and some go by their stouts and all that good stuff. I go by whatever kind of looks good. So, I usually keep that. Once in a while, I'll do a black stout, do the black ones, and they usually tend to be, they're interesting, but they always have the more alcohol in them, so I usually try to stick with the light, because you get a whole bunch of tokens, and by the end of the night or the afternoon, you're definitely feeling it. So I do the lighter ones, so that way you can taste them all. Well, you don't taste them all, but you do taste quite a few of them. So. Most of the ones I do are the IPAs or just something different that you don't find in the stores. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, Roger that. It's been a minute since I've been to a beer festival. But I imagine they have I can't even think of the brands anymore because I don't drink anymore. But what always had a soft spot for me was any kind of like dark chocolate beer. There was one, I can't remember the name of the brewery. It was like decadent something, like chocolate decadence or something around the lines of decadence that I always had a soft spot for. But yeah, I don't touch the stuff anymore. It's not good for me, so I stay away from it these days. But it's great to meet you, Greg. And maybe we'll talk again. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'll let you go for now. 7-3.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. I did have a chocolate one here. Not just about one of the times, previous times. I did try a darker one, and they had some chocolate. It was all right. So, but yeah, it was. And the wife's favorite is actually ones that have coffee in them, so she likes to try those ones. So she actually had one that she didn't care for, and I tried it. Like, yeah, I didn't really care for it myself. So, but you, yeah, it was good to meet you, and hope to hear you on the air again. Forgot your call sign, but anyways, it's KE8FJW, Brad, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie. 7-3, enjoy your evening.